Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Shin Sadi Ches. We are up to Sif Ches. Hayushlosha Kfarim Mishulashim. We have here a scenario of three villages that are shaped like a triangle, meaning there's space in between each of these villages, and so you have a triangular shape of these villages with empty area expanse in between. Now we're going to term the different villages of the triangle as follows. We're going to call the top village, top of the triangle, we're going to call that the middle village, the middle one. And we're going to call the two bottom of the triangle villages, we're going to call them the outer villages, because if you imagine a triangle going down, so those two villages on the bottom, we're going to call them the outer villages. So again, that's the terminology we're going to use. The middle village and the outer village. The middle village is on top, and the outer villages are on the bottom of the triangle. Okay, here we go. So you have these three villages shaped like a triangle. If between the middle village on top and the two outer villages below, there is 2,000 amos, so pachas mikano, less than that. And between the two outer villages at the bottom, you have 283 amos pachas shlish. You have 283 minus a third, meaning 282 and two-thirds amos. Where do you get that from? Look at the Ramah. Milvad rochava ira emtsoi, meaning besides the middle village, which you like sort of like bring down. Imagine the middle village on top coming down in between the two outer villages on the bottom. So where do you get the 282 and two-thirds from? We saw yesterday that if in between two cities or villages you have 141 and a third amos, so that combines the villages, because that's basically taking 70 and two-thirds from each and adding them together. So therefore, if you have as follows, if you have this middle village, if you take the middle village and you imagine it in between the two outer villages, so guess what? If you take 141 between one outer village and 141 from the other outer village, that would combine to a maximum of 282 and two-thirds that we're going to allow in between the two outer villages at the bottom in order for all three villages to be considered. And now we'll read the end of the Shulchan Aruch. Kedei sheyeh bein kol echad mehen, in order so that there will be between each of these cities, ubein ha'emtzai, and the middle city, kishatira oso, ki'ilu hu beinayim, if you view that middle city above as if it was down below in between the two outer villages, cities, so then you would have mea arba'im v'achat u'shlish. You'd have 141 and a third in between each outer village and the middle village. So then harei shlashdan, then all three would be then viewed kimedina achas. You could then view all three villages as one state, one city, one province. Umodvin lahem alpayim ama, and you'll be able to then go ahead and measure the 2,000 amos lechol ruach to all the sides michutz l'shlashdan. You'll be able to go ahead, and every one of these villages will be able to use the 2,000 amos that will be given to them from the other village. So if they're in the bottom right village, they'd be able to go ahead to the top village in the middle and go 2,000 amos from there with on any given Shabbos. And that same thing, the two outer villages could go one to the other and then go 2,000 amos in the other direction. All right, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Siv katan lamates alpayim ama. So if you have 2,000 amos from the middle village on top to the two outer ones, tichol avo me'emtsoi l'shneim b'li eruv. The 2,000 amos enables you to go from the middle village on top to the outer two without an eruv. Therefore, the kacharinan. Therefore, we say roin kilu emtsoi. Therefore, that enables us to view the middle one hayanatun bein shnei achitzonim b'shurachat. That's what enables us to bring the middle one on top down in between the two outer ones as if it was in one line. If, however, there was more than 2,000 amos between the middle village on top of the triangle and the outer two, then the middle village on top cannot join with the two outer ones, so there would be like all one city. The only way we can view it as one city, as one Medina, one city, is if we're able to drop that middle village on top down to where the two outer villages on the bottom are, and have them viewed as if they were in one line. And that can only be done if you're able to get from the middle village on top to each of the outer villages on Shabbos itself, because it's within the Tchum. Therefore, he says that if it was more than 2,000 amos, it would not enable them to join. The only way you'd then be able to join the two bottom villages, if you couldn't draw down the upper village, is if, as we saw yesterday, if it was up to maximum 141 and a third amos. What this allows you to do is add another 141 and a third by bringing down, like halachically, that upper village at the top of the triangle. But if you didn't have that, then you need 141 and a third. Because then you wouldn't, for the 141 and a third, you don't need the joining of the middle village on top of the triangle. Sifkat on men, the Rama adds milvad rochav. What he means to say, the Rama is, what he's saying is, if you put that middle village between the two outer villages and you put it right in the middle, lo yishaer revach, there would not be any space between the two outer ones, ki im me'ar ba'im v'achas ama ushlish, except for 141 and a third, mitzad echad from one side, shebein ayim tzoy, lachitzon, between the middle and the outer one on one side, v'chein, mitzad hasheni, and same thing on the opposite side, shu v'sach hakol, which will come out altogether to, as we just said, matayim shmonim v'shalosh amos pachoshlish, will come out to a total of 283 minus a third, or 282 and two thirds. Sifkat and Mem Aleph. So we'll view all three of them like, in this case, like Medina Achas. Umut l'shnayim achitzonim, and therefore the two outer ones in the bottom will be able to go mizel azeh from one to the other. Afilu rechokim harbe yacham echaver. Even if they're very, very far from each other, right? Because the 242 and two thirds is what they're allowed if the town in the middle was, you know, a kol shehu. But if the town is a very huge town, then it can be huge. It can be not only 242, as we said, and two-thirds. It's 242 and two-thirds plus the area of that whole city, which is a massive amount of space in between the two villages, the two cities. V'gam misham v'lachutz alpayim ama d'ki'ir achas hashir. Then you have, from that city, another 2,000 amos. So you can go from one city on the bottom, right, the outer city on the bottom, all the way over to the other outer city at the bottom, which could be who knows how many miles, and then you have another 2,000 amos from there. And that's what he says, so you have 2,000 amos from every side, even the middle one on top, you can go from the middle one on top to the two outer ones on the bottom, and from there, another alpayim amos, afilo im bein, shnei achitzonim yesh revach yoseh me'arbat alafim ama. Because even if between the two outer ones you have more than 4,000 amos, gam ken dinachi, it's still going to have this halacha. Kevan dimnamidem tzoy b'neim. Because if you put the middle one in between them, lo yishaer ki im me'ah arba'im v'achas, it'll only be 141 and a third mikol tzad on each side. Now we continue on in the Rama. Back to the Rama. The yeshomim de'im modedin. The Rama says that it's a yeshomim. In this scenario, that we don't measure minayim tzai rak mechamoseh, we don't measure from the middle one except from the chomos from its walls. What does that mean? Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Dein modin leim tzai kein tzarach lomar. We don't measure for the middle one. It doesn't mean from the middle. Leha im tzai. We don't measure for the middle one. That's what it's supposed to say. Mem dalad rak mechamoseh. Only from its walls. This opinion holds that this svara of Rowan, that we draw down the middle village on top, we only allow that rak le'inyan shnei achitzonim. According to this opinion, we only allow that with respect to the two outer ones on the outer villages on the bottom. Sheyehu, the two outer ones on the bottom, that would be viewed as kiyer achas. Avalola inyan and tzayis asma, but not with respect to the middle one. According to the Yeshomim, the middle village on top does not have this luxury. Valkain, and therefore, medidas tchumen shalah. Therefore, the the measurement of Tchumen of the middle village, Hurak Saviv Chomoseh L'chol Talavah. It only has 2,000 amas from its own boundaries, from its own walls of its own city, of its own village. The Tamam, and the reason is, according to this opinion, Shem Nira Oso Kemuvla V'Ome Ben Achitzonim, he says, this opinion holds, you can't play it both ways. But if you're going to go ahead and view it as Muvla and absorbed in that direct line between the two outer ones below, then Yafsik Kemo Kein L'Ruach HaShenis, because then you would lose the other side, She'ena L'Tzad HaChitzonim. You'd lose the other side with respect to, right, to the part that's not in line with the outer villages. And therefore, Linyan Halacha Nakdinan Kedei Arishona, he says, with respect to the Halacha, though, we follow the first opinion, the B'divrei Sofrim Halech Achar HaMekel, when it comes to the Rabbanans, we go back to the Mekel, and therefore we will be Moded in L'Emtzoi Alpayim L'Chutz L'Chitonim, and therefore even for the middle village above, we can play it both ways, and we can utilize, even for the middle village, the two outer villages on the bottom, and view them all as sort of compacted, and therefore the middle village can go to the bottom, outer villages, and 2,000 from there. Afilu hachi lo hifsid l'ruach hashenis, and it would still not in any way lose any of the other sides in the calculation. Sif tes. Ir sheyosheves al svas hanachal sherov ha'itim hu yavesh u'mishtam shimbo she'eno malei ela b'shas hageshem. It says, a city that is sitting right at the edge of a nachal, and of a stream, sherov ha'itim hu yavesh u'mishtam shimbo. Most of the time, this stream, right, this stream is dry and it's used. She'eno malei ela b'shas hageshem. The only time this stream, this river, if you will, is full, this flowing river, is in the time of the rainy season. So therefore, he says, im yesh lefaneha matseva, if there is some type of matseva, which is like an itzdaba, that is rochav arba amos, that has a width, if you have this monument, if you will, platform, that is 4 amos wide, al sfas hanachal, right at the edge of this river, kidei sheyamdu aleha v'yishtamshu benachal, so that you could stand on it and go ahead from that platform, utilize the stream, the river, nimtza hanachal b'chal ha'ir. That will enable this nachal stream slash river to be viewed as part of the city, and therefore modedin la alpayim ama misvas hanachal hasheni. And therefore you'd be able to then measure out the 2,000 amos, not from the edge of the city, but rather from the edge of the nachal. V'yase hanachal kulo b'chlal ha'ir, because the nachal would become, all of it would become part of the city due to the matseva, ne'a matseva, habnuya betzida, because of this platform, matseva monument that was 4 amos wide, that was built right next to the nachal. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura, matseva, but it's not a itztaba, it's this type of, you know, 4 amos platform, it could be made of stone. Habnuya betzida, that's built right on the side of the river. Shal yada mishtamshin benachal gam kishihim leya, that you'll use this itzdaba to go ahead and, let's say, draw out water or whatever it is from the river, even when it is full, the river. V'yafal gav de'ein ma'abrin la'ir ela beis dira, and even though normally the only thing that extends the city out is a residential home, v'hanachal halo ein aroy la'dira, and a nachal, that's not a place to live unless you're a fish. Yesh lomar dehasam hu, you could say that there, when we say you need a beis dira, that's kishaboyin li'aber ha'ir, when you want to go ahead and extend the city, they mako misuyim shechutavah, because of a certain place that is outside the city. Aval hanachal hazeh, but this nachal, shulufnei kol ha'ir, that's in front of the, at the edge of the city, uru'uyin l'shtamish bo kol b'nei ha'ir, and the people of the city could all use it, afal pi she'eno roi l'dira, even though it is not, the river itself, the nachal itself, is not a dwelling place, it can be ma'abrin bo es ha'ir. It can go ahead and join up to the city. And the Magen Avraham actually has a suffix in b'chol makom shemishdam shem bnei ha'ir nafschil l'mdol bisham. He wants to know, he has a suffix whether maybe every place where the whole city goes ahead and uses a certain place, maybe we should only draw out the 2,000 amos beginning from there, and you could extend the city further. Eliyahu Rabba says you can't be mekel. The gamba nachal, because even by a nachal, das kama rishonim, there are rishonim that actually are cholek, cholkin, v'sover, they hold that the nachal ola, v'minas alpayim, they hold that no, the nachal has to be included within the 2,000 amos, v'havo delo lohosif Allah. So it comes out that the Mishabura paskins that with respect to the actual extending of the city, you could use a nachal to extend the city border if there's a matseva by the edge of the nachal that the whole city can utilize, and therefore we could start the border and the measurement of 2,000 amos from that nachal. On the other side, you can go already to the other side of nachal and begin it from there. Back to Shulchan Aruch. V'mlo ha'yasha matseva, but if there was no matseva, no itzdaba next to the river, then ein modin lehem ela mipesach bateyem. Therefore, we'll only go ahead and measure from the homes, meaning the border, which is the homes. Nimtza ha'nachal nimdad min alpayim shalahem, and it'll come out then that the nachal would be part of the overall 2,000 amos tchum, and it would be included within it. Sivkat de memzayin lo yasha matseva shal rochav arba amos. It didn't have a matseva that was 4 amos in front of the river. V'kol shekeinim lo yaklal. And for sure, if there wasn't any matseva at all, sivkat de memches mi pesach bateim, from then the border starts from the exits of the homes. Perish mi bayas hachitzon, meaning from the border homes of the city. V'haynu mi kir ha'ir, which is basically the wall of the city. Now we're going to see coming up that you can have a wall, if you have an actual wall that's surrounding the city, and it's a wall that you surround the city with after the homes are already dwelled in, then the border will be the wall of the city, and not the walls of the homes making up the border of the city. But that's not what this is talking about. Now this is just talking about whatever is the actual considered wall of the city, so that's where you count the 2,000 amos from, and the river would be included in those 2,000 amos, unless there's a matseva in front of, the river. Sifyu, Yoshveg Tzrifim, those who dwell in Tzrifim, Tahainu, she Yoshvim Bo'alim, she Osin Muhutzin Varava, meaning they dwell in tents that are like huts made out of Hutzin Varava. Again, it's made out of rubber branches, different types of branches made out of wood. It's a huts. These are basically huts that they take apart and they put together, and they're very, very arai-type structures, very temporary-like type structures. Ein lehem din ir. So the fact that they live together, in next to each other, in these tsrifim, they will not get the status of a city. Ulefichach, and therefore, ein modin lehem alpayim ama, Ella mi pesach batehem, and therefore they will only get 2,000 amos from their homes, from their trif. That's all they get, because they won't have a din of a city. Look at the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Memtes sheyoshvim ba'olim she'ein kvuyim b'makom echad. These are not permanent like structures in one place. Ella yoshvim kanz man, they would go and dwell here for a little bit. And after they would go ahead and finish going in and bringing their animals out to pasture, they go to another place. But if these were types, even if they were made of these types of materials, but they actually were srifim that always stood in that place, then it would have the status of an ear. Says, then check out the Prima Gadim. He has a suffix, how long it has to be in a particular place, these srifim, in order to be considered kavua, in order to be considered a permanent type of dwelling that would establish a city. Sif katon nun, mi pesach batayem. So since they did not establish an ear, then you only have 2,000 amos from their batayim. Ritzon lomar sheim etzdarfin yachal lioski ir. They don't join up to be considered a city. Ela moedin alpayim lechol echad b'tnei hatzah bezal pei. So each hut has 2,000 amos from its the door and the entranceway to its home, to its tzrif. We continue on in the Ramah. Imein lahem kimin hekef mechitza asara ocharitz asara savat batayam. He says, the only time we would allow to extend 2,000 amos is if there was some type of mechitza of asara or a charitz or a ditch of asara around these homes. Look at the Mishnah Brura. Imein lahem kimin hekef. He says, if they would have some type of surrounding fence or ditch that is 10 tefachim high or deep, then kol ha-shetach kulo karvamos, then you could view that whole shetach like dal amos umodin, and then you'd be able to be modin alpayim, you'd be able to measure the 2,000 amos b'saviv ha-hekef from around that surrounding fence. Sifkatan nun beis. You have to be a mechitza sasara umayri, but dafka, as we're going to see coming up as well, where sheyashva l'sof hukaf. We're only going to allow the 2,000 amos from the fence is if you surrounded the city with this fence or ditch after they already were dwelling there. Who could lekamet? We'll see coming up momentarily in sif yud aleph. Let's just finish up the end of sif yud. V'miyesh sham shalosh chatzeros. But if there were three chatzeros, shal shnei batim. Kavuyim. Let's say you had three chatzers that had at least two permanent type homes, shel even of stone, o shel nesarim, or wood, then elu osim as kulam keva. Then it makes everything, all the other huts as well, viewed as keva, and therefore yesh lahen din ir. It will have the status of a city, and once you establish it as a city, merabin oisan, you can then square it like we always say you do, Benosnin la alpayim ama, and then give it 2,000 amos lechol ruach to all sides kishar hayaros. In other words, the srifim cannot on their own establish a city, but if they have at least three chatzeros of two permanent batim in of two permanent batim within this overall area, and then you have these huts together with it, then we can then square it off and view the whole area of batim, of these kavua batim with the tzrifim as one city. Finally, sif yud aleph, as we mentioned in the previous Mishnah Brura, ir shehukva v'yachar kach yashva. If you have a city that was initially surrounded and then only afterwards, after it was fenced in, then it was dwelled in. Then then we only measure the tchum from the homes and not from the fence around it. Yashva v'achar kach hukva, if first they dwelled in the city and then they fenced it, then they enclosed it, then modin lami chomasa, then they will measure it from the fence, from the walls of the city. Sifkatan and gimel v'achar kach yashva v'einam yushevas kula ala choma. We're talking here where obviously the homes do not go all the way up to the wall. And we want to basically be able to count the 2,000 amos from the wall. So therefore, if they had the wall there and then you put the homes in, so it wasn't initially hukaf ladira, so therefore you could only count the 2,000 amos from the homes, not from the wall. Sifkaton nun dalid, mimakoim yeshivasa, perish. This means in a situation where they only dwelled in this enclosed area after it was already enclosed. So perish means lo yimdod me'achoma elamina batim. It means you don't measure from the wall of the enclosure of these homes, but rather from the homes themselves. Ludas Ramah le'el b'sifhei. And according to the Ramah earlier in Sifhei, nosin la od shivim ama b'shirayim. Of course, we add another 71 and 2/3 automatically. But again, we pointed out to the Gron, the Be'er Halacha, saying not to follow this Ramah. Shachome zu eina chashuva l'shavya kula ke'arba amos. He says the wall cannot be viewed in a way that will then make the whole enclosure just like arba amos. Why not? Shelo hukfa l'dira, because it wasn't hukfa l'dira, because it was first enclosed and then dwelled in. Shenasis kodim shivasa, because it was made, it was the enclosure before they dwelled there. Imlo sheyesh b'choma beis dira. Unless, of course, there was a beis dira in the wall of the city itself, and he betoch shivim ama v'shirayim l'yeshivas b'atei ha'ir, and that wall was with the Beis Dira in it was within 70 and 2/3 of the another home in this in the city, then Mitztaref Hazima, then it could join up. But again, we're talking about where the homes are well within the wall, significantly within the wall, so then we can't use the wall enclosure as the border of the city. Unless, of course, it was the other way around. If they dwelled in it, and then they enclosed it, then Sipkata Nunhei, then you measure it from the Chomasa, Afilu HaChom HaRachah Karmi Min HaBatim, even if the walls are very far away from the homes. The Kevan Shehuk V'Achakap, since it was surrounded afterwards, Mikre Hukah Fodira, it's viewed as enclosed Fodira. Once it's enclosed Fodira, then the whole area, Kol Masha V'Socha, everything that's in it, is Chashiv Ka'arba Amos, considered like Arba Amos, and therefore, Das HaRamah Le'el B'Sifei, according to the Ramah earlier in Sifei, you don't give it 2,000 Amos from the wall, but rather, you give it Nosla Metchila Hashivim Amah V'Shirayim, you give it first the 72/3 Amos, Yichutz L'choma V'Yachakach, and afterwards, Modin La'alpai, and then you go ahead, after the 72/3, you add the 2,000 Amos.